This evening I'd like to share with you just some thoughts from Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. And just reading from verse 12 for a few verses, and then we'll look at the context of the chapter. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you again for this opportunity of being together and just gathering around your word. And Lord, for as we understand, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, will apply this word of truth to our hearts. We would pray that you would graciously do that and teach us your ways. We ask in our Saviour's name. Amen. Okay, it's an interesting little passage. And as we look around us, and for those who are, I guess, in the older age group, we're astounded at how far the world has moved away from the truth, and that in recent times. But I suggest yet far more astounding is the rapid turning away and the fall of the people of God. Those who would call themselves Christians, and how there's been such a large and rapid change in Christendom. This passage in Isaiah is not about the heathen nations, but it's about God's own people, the children of Israel. And so, as we look at this passage, let's look at the context a bit. Maybe, if you don't mind, we'll go back to verse 1 and look at what's going on here. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity; for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none; for salvation, but it is far from us. And then that portion we just read. And then picking up from verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness. It sustained him, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly will he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now this passage we know is couched or surrounded in the prophecies of this book of Isaiah. But this is an account of God's people, an account of God's people being far from him. They had allowed truth We see that in verse 14. That's probably the key thought one shared tonight. They had allowed truth to fall in the street. And the sense of the street is that that's their everyday living. In their everyday living, in their everyday walk, in their so-called relationship with God, they had allowed truth to fall. And this had come about by the events we read there in verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And so we see why this had come about, that these people who were supposed to be God's people, walking in truth, that in their midst truth had fallen and fallen in the street. And we see that the word there, transgress, means to violate or infringe. There he says in verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord. So the transgress was a violation or infringement, and this was in the sense of the law. So God's people had violated his law, as simple as that. And in so doing, they had rejected his authority. For the observance of the law is submission to the authority that applies that law or behind the law. I mean, we understand that. If one of us, or if I was to set up a law in Sutherland Shire and said there's a 20 per hour limit throughout the whole Shire, it wouldn't mean anything because I have no authority to apply such a law. But if the authorities and the police force said there's a 20 per hour limit, speed limit in Sutherland Shire, then it would be something that would have that enforcement of their power. And I'd probably be the first to lose my licence if it was such a low. But you see what I mean? You know, the fact that they're transgressing the law, that they are also rejecting God's authority in their lives and God's authority to them as a people. And then we're told that they that they were lying against the Lord. They lied against him. And this lying was in the form that when they were claiming to be his people and they were going through the motions of being his people, they were actually lying because that was not their heart. They were claiming to serve him, but they were actually at the same time departing from him and departing from his word and departing from fellowship with God. The fellowship should have been there through obedience to the word of God. They were rejecting the word of God and they were disobeying, and they were actually in this path of departing from the word of God. So they were lying. Their life or their claims or their so-called testimonies was a lie. And then we see that they were speaking opposition and revolt, as well as departing. They were going further. They were opposing God and they were revolting against God, against him as their God and his covenant with them. They were revolting against it. And so fraudulence was the word that's actually applied there, fraudulent and revolting, not only conceiving it in their heart, but going a step further and actually speaking these words of falsehood. So you see a rather bleak or black picture of God's people. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, this carried right through, of course, and the Lord Jesus Christ spoke of the people in his day, the God's people and the religious leaders and that, were doing the same thing. And he said to them in Matthew 12, "A generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And so we see that these people were speaking revolt, but it was coming from the abundance of their heart. Their heart was in revolting against God. Their heart was against the word of God and against all that God would have for them and would direct them. And so that it was not just a superficial thing, but it was from within them. And then we see verse 14, and they said, "Judgment or justice is turned away backward." You know, justice had no entry into their lives, into their nation even. Righteousness could not. We're told there that and justice or righteousness standeth afar off. Righteousness could not come close. There was no room for any righteousness. There was no room for any righteous living. The people had rejected that. And so righteousness was was there, it was standing afar off. It had no way to come in close, but had to stand afar off. And then he goes on to say that truth is fallen in the street. And thus there was no place for uprightness. The word there, truth is fallen in the street, and equity. But that's uprightness cannot enter. There's no place for uprightness to enter in. So we see all these things which were godly had been not only rejected, but weren't allowed any entry into their lives, into their families, into their nation, into their society. And so we see that this truth has fallen in the street. And then verse 15, we see there it says, yea, truth faileth. Well, truth never fails. But the sense of the failing here was that truth was not to be found. You know, when sometimes we've read expressions where the supply of oil failed, it wasn't that there was something wrong with the oil, it just ran out. It wasn't present. And so this is what's meant here in verse 15, truth faileth. Truth was not to be found. It was just something that wasn't there in their midst anymore. And then more than this, it goes on to say, an interesting little part here, and he goes on to say that, and he that departeth from evil, the one whose heart would depart from evil and seek to go God's way, he makes himself a prey. He makes himself vulnerable and puts himself in a dangerous position. Anyone who would not walk their way were opposed and were in danger in that opposition. And we see that the Lord saw it. The Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no judgment or justice. That little expression, displeased, means it was evil in his eyes. And that's a lot stronger than displeased, isn't it? It was evil in his eyes. He saw the way these people were going and he saw the hearts of some. And maybe some faithful remnant there, we assume, as we see in other places as we go through the scriptures, some faithful remnant there wanted to follow God, and they were put themselves in a dangerous position. They became prey of all the ridicule and probably a physical abuse and everything else. And God saw it, the Lord saw it, and he said it was evil in his eyes, that there was no justice. There was nothing that was good amongst them. And it's because the truth had fallen in the street. In the previous chapter, chapter 58, we see how these people had an outward appearance of following the Lord. We won't read it, but you might want to study for yourself, Tom. But their seeking was false. It said there, verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. So this was the outward appearance. This is what they were trying to portray, but this was a lie. We see that their seeking was false. Their delighting in his ways were false. Their claiming to do right was false. Their obeying the ordinances was false. Their delighting in approaching God was false. Even their fasting that they went through was false. And we see, why was it false? Because the way they lived contradicted what they claimed. We're going to see that the Lord says, you do all these things, but your manner of life contradicts what you are outwardly portraying. They pursued wickedness. They pursued oppression and oppressed those who obviously must labour for them with heavy burdens. They placed unreasonable heavy yokes on others. They did not care about providing food for the hungry, nor did they care about providing shelter for the poor, nor did they care about providing clothing for those who lacked these basic necessities. And the Lord was displeased with them. It was evil in his eyes because he saw that these people went through all their religious observances, but their lives didn't stack up. Their lives are a contradiction of what they claim. And we go to verse 1 of 59. He says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But, Here's a but in the scripture. But your iniquities, and these were the iniquities, have separated.